Okay, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence U. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today has been Janet Entine. Not today, we're going to still be going for another half hour. And we have the most exciting part of this program every week.
Absolutely.
Is the Christina Liu Show.
Wait, let's have the music.
I think I need my own little musical intro.
Now. Rebecca, we're going to have to start working on that. Some drum load. Okay, for next week, we need something. Now, I think Janet's been here like a month ago, right? 6 weeks ago?
Correct.
So then you probably know what the number 98 means.
No.
It's 98 days since Christina's birthday.
Oh, my goodness. I feel so ignorant.
Yes, John always has those.
That's an important day.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to have to count backwards and put it on my calendar for next year.
What's new, Christina? First of all, Christina was away last week.
Yes.
I had a wonderful little vacation, relaxing time. What all you do
well,
here?
Out east, it was very nice, celebrating July 4th, which was a nice little break, but I'm glad to be back.
We're glad to have you.
And so there's just been, the summer is usually a slow time, but not for North Hempstead. There's constantly great things going on. Last week, actually, we had a press conference at the Great Neck Social Center. It was Supervisor Bosworth and Senator Schumer was there. And it was just really nice because Schumer was just urging the federal government to award us a grant to fund our transportation program for $1 million. It was really just a great, great day. We were sitting there and it was just fun because he knew the importance of the transportation program. And it was just to be validated and just he was really urging, the federal government to award us that grant. So fingers crossed that we'll soon have good news that will be the case.
Well, I'm right. Like the federal government gives X number of dollars to the states and then the state is the one that gives it down to Project Independence program. So it's very and that also then is the importance of membership.
Yes. Absolutely.
Signing up as a participating member. Right.
And you know what it is also is that, we were awarded a grant for almost $1 million that we've been funding the transportation program with. And with this new money, we're hoping to expand the program even more to, include some more social. And we're thinking of, somehow incorporating the buses because now that we're community service and Department of Service for Aging have merged. For bigger programs, we'll be able to use buses for things. So we're trying to figure out a way to kind of expand the program, too. So
while we're on this point, why don't we tell anyone who's listening, if they haven't already joined, what they have to do?
If you call 311, very simple. We've been throwing that number around. You call 311 and you say you want to be a member, and then you're a member. It's free.
But your number counts. That's the we just went over 10,000. You were telling me about that.
Right. That's what we had celebrated. And there was actually a video. I haven't seen it yet, but I'm dying to see it. It's when it actually was filmed.
Okay.
And it's all over online. I'm not sure which news. I think it was Verizon might have took the video. But it's just great. And the numbers do matter because that's how we are able to get these grants and show how many people were helping, and that we just keep hoping to grow that number. So call 311 if you're not a member, and if you are a member, urge all the people you don't know.
Well, that's the best way. It really is. It doesn't cost you anything, and the benefits are just one program a year. It's worth the 311.
I noticed too. I always say, which I've heard just numerous times with the transportation program, is that. You might still be driving, but there could be a doctor appointment when you're – I know for myself, if I go to the eye doctor and you put eye drops in my eye, mm-hmm. I can't drive after.
Right.
So it's – you're able to use, the train. So why not? If the weather's bad, you can use the transportation program. And you don't have to worry about parking because, some of these doctor's offices, forget it. Who wants to park there? So it's just – it's – we say, you don't need to use everything immediately, but it's free to be a member. So just have it, So when you do need something, we're there.
I'm not even – that's a good point. Because some days, especially as a senior, some days yourself you don't feel like
driving.
I don't really feel the best today, but you have to drive. Right. They can get the transportation.
Yeah, it's great. You're in, you're in a cab. It's a really a pleasurable experience, and I only hear wonderful things about it. So definitely take use of it.
I agree.
And on a super fun note, it was mentioned briefly, it was Fun Day Monday.
Right.
It began last week, and then it will, you know, continue. You know,
I didn't realize. Peter said something about Funday Monday. Each week is a theme? I didn't know that.
Yes.
Okay.
There's a theme for each week. I could actually give you those themes. But next week Monday will be its beach party theme. So,
okay.
John, when you go, you can be get your outfit ready for the beach party theme. And it's really fun. I mean, I've had the pleasure of representing Project Independence at a table, and the beach is beautiful.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
very lively. Everyone, you know, has a good time. And what I found really great this year is that they have a farmer's market at each Funday Monday. So each Monday you can go there from 12 p.m. to 1:30. There's this farmer's market that will be there, which is just, it adds something fun. There's organic fruits and vegetables, and I heard great things about last week, so.
I love North Hempstead Beach Park for one reason, and Claudia was having a conversation with my wife, and she knows why. I hate sand. I won't step on it.
Yeah.
You can go to that beach. We've gone a couple of times. My wife goes on the sand, and I sit on the
there you go.
I stay in the back. There's grass and there's concrete.
See? It's something for everyone.
There's something there for everybody there. I love it, really.
But and also on top of that, there's numerous exercise programs also offered. There's line dancing, there's Zumba, there's fitness, Mahjong, Tai Chi. I mean, there's all different types
at Funday Monday.
At Funday Monday, yeah.
Oh, I thought you were going to start talking about programs around the town. Okay,
yeah, no,
oh, this
at
is
Funday
a major.
Monday,
okay.
There's different schedules. So if you call 311, they can give you the actual schedule of each time and how everything works and some of the themes. I can give you is that on July 20th is the tribute to Broadway. On July 27th, that's a great program that I urge everyone to go to. That's the health fair. And that day, they have all different agencies that service seniors. And you get tons of great information. So that's July 27th. On August 3rd is the Hawaiian Luau. On August 10th is swing season, which will be all kinds of different big band music, which I think should be fun. On August 17th is Mardi Gras. And August 24th is my personal favorite. It's the Salute to the Veterans, Hometown USA.
Wow.
So it's a whole day geared towards veterans, and it's just a great. I mean, they're all fun. You know, you can get your pictures taken. It's just going there. It's a happy, fun celebration of summer and the nice weather.
And that just actually talking about this. If it rains, it's canceled. Or
if
no?
it's Thursday. So they're postponed. So every Monday, it would be that Thursday.
Okay.
If that's the rain date.
And I know there's...
Should you bring your own lunch? Or?
Yes, you bring your own lunch. I know they sell a bunch of snacks and stuff, but most people, I would say, bring their own lunch. But there's a little stand there. I can get coffee and...
And I think I heard the prices are very, very reasonable.
Oh, yes. Extremely. I mean, yes, they're very reasonable. And I also believe there's food... that you could actually buy at the park, you know, the stand at the beach.
Oh, there is down the block.
Right, there's
down
like a
the
snack.
Block.
There's like a little snack.
There's a snack bar
stand down
place.
The boardwalk.
So I'm sure if they know there's going to be hundreds of people, they're going to open that day. That makes sense.
Yeah, and it's just you could also get, which I think is great too, is there's free transportation.
I was just going to ask you that.
So there's buses. There's specific schedules and pickup points.
That's
so
a 311.
If you want to know if you're on the bus schedule, who do you call?
You call 311.
Okay.
That's right. Ghostbusters or 311. We're not sure. But you call 311 and you they'll let you know of one. There's tons of pickups all around.
Right,
town.
Right, right.
I think that's good too, you know, because you might not want to drive. So you just hop on the bus and go.
And it's all the different regions. So this is a really a nice place to meet people.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You walk around, all the different activities. If you like one of those things, like Peter was even talking, you play bocce. Mm-hmm. Those kind of things are not exclusive. You walk over, they're looking for somebody to play. And then you meet a few fellas that day or women or whatever it's going to be. And
well, that's why I said, you know, because there is, you know, many different things that go on there. I said, and the entertainment is always really great because, you know, there's always dancing, you know. So you could have dancing over there. You could have games in one area, exercise in the other area. So there's really all kinds of different things going on. So
and then during the day also, you can, like, are you usually there?
No. Like the bigger events, we have someone from Project Independence go and represent. So for the health fair and for the veterans.
Those two.
They should be, yeah.
Okay, so it's not like they can meet Christina.
No, I mean, if
those
you can call 311 and request it, and I'll have to go to the beach, guys. I mean, if call 311 and vote for
so
the
So I get a beach day.
But, yeah, so I definitely think it's worth checking out for everyone, and especially now with the farmer's market. I know I want to go in
and
check that
idea.
Out, too. So
terrific.
Yes, and then in addition, we've been mentioning each week also are these free summer concerts that are and movies that our Parks Department has been putting on. And those are just, I mean, endless as well at all the different parks. And I said that's one thing I think is just very special. And next week we'll we'll learn more about this because we're having the commissioner, the new commissioner of the Parks Department, who's going to just go over everything that has to offer. Because, I mean, the amount of parks that are in North Hempstead is just absolutely amazing, and they're all beautiful. So definitely check out these free movies and concerts that will be there. You can call 311 to get all the specific listing for those.
That's what's Jill
Weber.
Jill Weber.
Yeah,
okay.
She's the new commissioner, so she'll go into this. And I just, you know, we were talking about this 2 weeks ago. What's nice about all these movies and concerts is that it's something that really could do, the whole family could do together. There's a lot of family friendly movies, so you just make a day of it, and it's nice. I said, bring your grandkids. It's something fun to do with them, and there are a lot of contemporary movies and cute little Disney movies too. So definitely check it out.
You know what it is. People just have to do it.
Yes, exactly.
You don't want to get out, but after you've gone, whether it's going to be the Fun Day Monday or a Zumba class or one, any of these things, you go home and you say, it was fun.
Yes, exactly.
But you got to get up out of the couch, call 311, find out where it is, and maybe call a girlfriend or a boyfriend or whomever it is, and two go or three go. And honestly, because I mean, I'm just one of those people, I like to do things that at the end of the day, you say, now it's 7 o'clock and I didn't leave the house for the day. Right. It's like, why bother?
Right.
You know, you could be a pet in a cage for that purpose. I mean, it's the truth, though. When the town offers you as much as they do, you know, and especially even before when we had Teresia, even with disabilities, we move people around. So there's no reason that you have to stay at home at this point in your life.
Yeah, and a lot of the, you know, going back to Fun Day Monday, the town buses are handicap accessible, too. So that's, you know, definitely something to keep in mind as well. But like I said, all these concerts, they're fun and they're beautiful, and why not be outside?
I agree.
We all had a rough winter, so I think we should all be out there enjoying the beautiful weather while we can.
And usually you'll also have an opportunity to meet Judy, Supervisor
Bosworth.
Absolutely. I mean, she's not going to be there for the whole event because she's got a busy schedule, but she'll always stop by.
She really attends, and a lot of the council people are always there. So
that's
the time, too. You can meet them, and if you have any concern, you know, voice your concerns.
That's the nicest time to do it. When you're walking around Leisure, you'll say, oh, by the way, there's a pothole or something, and, you know.
Yeah, so that's that. And then we have actually, starting today, is our exercise for balance and strength. Which, you know, it's one of our fall prevention courses that we do a little different spin on it each month. But this, for July, it's a 3-week free course that we're doing in partnership with Winthrop University. And you always have to learn. There's always some kind of tip, a golden nugget you can take away from these classes. And the balance assessment course is from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. And then the advanced fall prevention course is from 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. And that's at the Yes We Can Community Center in Westbury.
That got accolades the other day.
Great.
We were at a meeting. Janet was there, and people were saying the other programs weren't as detailed, which is fine. There's different levels of programs.
Right.
But this particular one, the Winthrop one, is just...
Yeah, I mean, we've been doing this for, I don't even know how many months, but each month, you know, new people keep coming and they keep doing, you know, different little variations on it.
I think that there was an obvious agreement among everyone there, a vocal agreement, that falling is the number one enemy of people who are aging.
Mm-hmm.
So that program in particular is wonderful.
Oh, great. Well, so check it out.
And it's simple things that you're not paying attention to.
That's what it is.
People say, I can balance. I can walk. It's like this man I was talking about earlier, who doesn't know anything about Project Independence, put a top down because he was cleaning something and tripped over the top that he put on the floor.
Yes, right.
And he's in North Shore rehab now. I mean, at 80-some-odd years old, and he's going home in a couple of days. But actually, what we're going to do is we're going to go into a break. You're listening to Project Independence and You on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is the Christina Liu Show, and we'll be right back.